The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me, and whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord. I don't think we have this problem so much at 7:30 in the morning, but the world is, as we know, filled with noise, just noise. And I think that this congregation, more than any other we have on the weekend, both knows and intuits that and would like at least some escape from it. And here I think we have the perfect gospel for us today, because we see these realities, I say heavenly realities, the reality of Jesus sending his Spirit, as being one that is necessarily still and silent, one that bespeaks, say, intimacy, but intimacy of the sort that you can only find in the very stillness and silence of our own hearts. When Jesus gives us his Spirit, when Jesus sends his Spirit not only into the world, but into the hearts of his disciples, he is giving his own breath. He is giving his own inner life. And we experience that most fully in the very depths of our own hearts. Jesus is inviting us into intimacy, an intimacy that, if we don't leave the noise and cacophony of the world around us, we are unlikely to experience. But why is it that Jesus gives us his breath? Why is it that he breathes his life into us, that he has us take up a share in his own inner life, but so that we can live as Jesus? And not just us, say, personally, one by one, although our call is to live as Jesus, each and every one of us as disciples of his, but also then as a community formed precisely as his body, animated by his Spirit. And sending the Spirit, we see any number of ways and words to describe that word paraclete that Jesus gives us, that he will send his own paraclete. It's an advocate. The paraclete is the Spirit. The paraclete is the comforter. And I'll focus on that for us today, that in this intimacy to which Jesus has called us, we find in his Spirit comfort. But not comfort that simply coddles us, comfort that cum forte gives us strength for the next step of the journey, gives us extra strength to meet our special needs, that as we are living as Christ, yes, we encounter difficulties. And yet when we come before Jesus with those difficulties, attempting to fulfill our mission that he has given us, he will send his Spirit to give us extra strength for that special need. So as we prepare our hearts now in the stillness and silence of this moment, we bring before our Lord the needs that we have to fulfill his mission, trusting that he will send his Spirit, knowing that he will give us strength for this next step that we take, yes, again, one by one, but also as a community gathered in his name, emboldened by his strength and animated by his spirit.